Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year and welcome. I would encourage you at this time to take your Bible, whether in printed form or in digital form, and open it to Deuteronomy chapter 11, somewhere around verse 10. We're going to look at several verses there in this message that I've called Crossing into a New Year. New Year's Day always brings an opportunity for a new beginning. And for the children of Israel, it had been a long journey from Egypt, through the Red Sea, through the wilderness, to the eastern bank of the Jordan River. Some doubted they could go on. Some wished they could go back. Moses reminded them in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 23, "Then he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore to our fathers." In our text, Moses challenged and reminded them that as they cross over to their promised possession, they can do so with God's provision, God's presence, God's promise, and God's protection. So if you haven't already, turn in your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 10. We're going to look down to verse 25. We're at the beginning of a new year. Only God knows what the future holds. But the possibilities are limitless. The same challenges Moses gave to God's people Israel are before us as we cross over into a new year. So as we cross over into a new year, first, we are reminded of God's provision. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 10 and 11. "For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you've come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys which drinks water from the rain of heaven." What is Moses saying there? And what is God saying to us today? He will meet our needs. He is our source. In those times when it seems that hope is gone, in those times when it feels like our resources are spent, God rains a blessing down on us. Moses reminded the people they were about to receive the promised land. It won't always be easy. It's not always a mountaintop experience. Sometimes it's a walk through the valley. Sometimes a climb up an impossible mountain, a land, or a life of hills and valleys. Someone wrote, "There are some deep valleys, some high mountains, some desert places, and some beautiful cases." Thank God for the hills and valleys. And why? Why would you thank God for the hills and the valleys? Because when we're on the mountain, we often forget about the valley. You see, without valleys, there are no mountains. Spiritual lessons are not learned on the mountaintop, but trusting in the valleys, depending on God to get us through. Mountains are there to increase our vision, to let us see our potential, to give us the motivation to go forward. In the valleys, we become more conscious. We would not choose the valleys, but His ways are not our ways. He is the God of the mountains. He's also the God of the valleys. Elijah. Listen to Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 20 and verse 28. And then a man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel and said, "Thus says the Lord, because the Syrians have said, 'The Lord is God of the hills, but He's not God of the valleys.' Therefore, I will deliver all this multitude into your hands, and you shall know that I am the Lord." Our walk with the Lord in this life is one of hills and valleys. But verse 11 says God provides for us supernaturally. Verse 10 speaks of human effort, but verse 11 is witness to God's provision. A lot of Christians and churches operate like Egypt. They calculate with human understanding. They dig their own trenches. They have no need for God. They just operate without Him. Their own initiatives, their own plans, their own promotions. We're called to live like in the promised land, which drinks water from the rain of heaven. Totally dependent on God, dependent on His blessings, like crops, early rain in seed time and late rain in harvest time. Listen, as you cross over into a new year, remember who your source is. It's the Lord Himself. So we're reminded of God's provision to fulfill His purpose. Second, we are reminded of God's presence as we cross over into a new year. Verse 12. A land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 6 tells us, "Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted." Why? Some doubted God could do it. Giants, walled cities. We were like grasshoppers in our own eyes. A new year is a year God cares for. He purposed it. He planned it. He knows the way through it. We need to follow Him. The best words of verse 12 are, "Your God." The eyes of the Lord are on His children. He's watching the mother raising children on her own. He's watching the dad under pressure to provide. He's watching the teenager with all the issues. He's watching each of us, and He is with us. He is ready to meet our needs. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8 through 10. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? And yet, because you relied on the Lord, He delivered you. He delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him. In this you've done foolishly. Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars. Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him because of this. And Asa oppressed some of the people at that time. Listen, God enters the new year with us. He enters it with us. And then third, as we enter into a new crossover into a new year, we're reminded of God's promise. Verse 13 down to verse 15. And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will give you the rain for the land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled. The most important thing we can do as we cross over into a new year is love the Lord and serve him with all our hearts. Walk in obedience and love him. I mean, what would happen to the church if all the members began to truly love the Lord with all their heart and serve him with all their soul? Our primary purpose, God's word tells us, is to love the Lord. Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Why do we break so many of God's commandments? Well, I say it's because we don't keep this one. If we don't, the others all fall like a domino, like dominoes. If then, if we love and serve him, his blessing is ours. God promises to bless us. And then fourth, as we cross over into a new year, we're reminded of God's protection. Look at verses 16 down to verse 25. "Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you when he shut up the heavens, so that there be no rain, and that the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign to your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on the gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of the heavens above the earth. For if you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command to you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you, and you will dispossess greater and mightier nations than yourselves. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours. From the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he has said to you." Listen, God will protect us. But his promise of protection carries an exhortation. It is important to love the Lord. And it's important to teach your children so that you and your children will see God's hand. As you cross over into a new year, you need God's provision. You see, because human effort is limited. Physical strength is limited. Mental capacity is limited. Physical resources are limited. Emotional resource is limited. You need God's provision, which is inexhaustible. No matter how much you use of God's provision, of God's grace, it's all still there. So you need God's provision. You also need God's presence. You need, and I need, we need the assurance that God is nearby. He promised to be with us. And all His promises are yes and amen. And you need also God's promise. And you know what? Sometimes as we walk this faith walk, we walk this spiritual life, sometimes God's promise is all we have. And we have to trust. And we have to walk by faith. Trusting Him to meet our needs, to give us guidance, to protect us. Knowing that what He promises, He will fulfill. And you need, crossing over into a new year, you need God's protection. Because, you know, some situations throughout the course of life are impossible situations. Impossible to us, possible for man, but all possible for God. We need to trust Him. Listen, let me just ask you this question as we close. Do you feel like you've been on a long, often difficult journey through this past year, through these past few years? Well, then cross over into this new year holding on to God. Just holding on to Him. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Would you pray with me? Father, thank You for Your word. Thank You for the promise that You will provide. Thank You for the promise that You will be there. Thank You for the promise of Your promise. And thank You for the promise of Your protection. Father, as we enter into this new year, as we cross over into this new year, may it be with You already having stepped there, and for us to just hold on to You, trusting You. And Father, I just pray that You'd speak to each one of our hearts here, sitting here, present, in those online watching or listening. Father, may it all be to Your praise and to your glory. It is in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. 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 And you have a great day.